Richard Loat joins us now as we go in the community, brought to you by ATB Financial. Richard, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on. Now, this is a few years you've done this. What made you come up with this idea in the first place?
You know, I think apart from being a mad hockey fan, the Olympics had a bit to do with inspiring this ball hockey roadshow. We dropped ball hockey sticks and nets on Granville Street in 2010, and these kind of impromptu breakout hockey games started. And it was pretty clear there that it didn't matter if you were a Flames fan, Oilers fan, Canucks fan. We were all hockey fans, and kind of channeling that passion across the country. We set out, and here we are on our sixth tour across Canada, playing in Edmonton again here today to support the Edmonton Food Bank.
Now, Richard, set me straight on the format here. Are these actual games where it's, what is it, 3-on-3, 4-on-4, what is it?
So we're sitting here behind the Milner Library in Centennial Plaza. We've got two rinks set up, and teams have registered in advance. Some teams wanted to chance it and come by, on the fly and drop in. And basically, we've got 4-on-4 games going. If people bring extras, you've got subs. All we ask is you make a donation to the food bank, and we've had about 20 teams register throughout the day, and more showing up. And the idea is just to get people out, having a good time. It's not a tournament with winners or losers, but there's actually some pretty competitive ball hockey going on, and actually a lot of food coming in for the food bank as well.
So teams will register, but I know you can have a lot of people just show up and as spares, and then they can get in and play as well?
Yeah, we encourage anyone to come on and drop by. We've got extra sticks if they like. If you come as an individual, we can definitely get you to drop in and participate in the game. And the idea is simply to bring the community together. You know, the Oilers sent their cheerleaders out. We've got prizes and different things to give away. Earlier in the day, the mayor proclaimed it Five Hole for Food Day in Edmonton. So the city really gets behind it, and I think it's only going to grow here in Edmonton.
Richard, it sounds like a tremendous idea. Do you keep tabs on how much food you've raised in the past, and do you have a goal, I assume, in terms of weight this year?
Yeah, so last year was a big year for us because we actually hit our milestone where we raised our 1 millionth pound of food across Canada over our first five tours. So this year for us, obviously to raise another million is a tall order, but the goal has been to try and raise more and more in each city, and obviously focusing on the fact that there's certain things that the food bank need that they don't get as much of in the summer because donations are down. So if we're able to kind of be a stopgap and fill that measure, I think we're doing something right.
Because people just pay by bringing in the money for the food bank. How do you guys do this? Do you just do this on your own coin? Do you have corporate sponsors? How are you able to go from city to city?
Truthfully, we're really lucky. There's a handful of sponsors that cover our costs. We're just four volunteers in the car. But London Drugs, Nature's Path, 7-Eleven, and groups like the NHL Players Association really get behind and support this. And whether it's donating food on site or making sure we're connected on the road. TELUS gives us some phones so that we can get our work done. They're able to make it happen. And then outside of that, it's just four volunteers and unfortunately four stinky hockey guys packed into a minivan for 17 days. So you can imagine what that thing smells like by the time it gets back to Vancouver.
So you guys drive, because you were in Toronto. I know Bobby Mack was playing. It's a 17-day tour. So when you leave Edmonton, what's next? Where are you going next?
So we play actually on Friday in Victoria because we can't do Edmonton to Victoria in one day.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's games back to back. And as you mentioned, Bob McKenzie's coming out. He's a huge supporter of ours. And it's funny when you get him out and put a stick in his hands. He's better than you'd imagine for a guy that sits behind a desk talking hockey all day. But he's just fantastic. And to have his support and, guys like Roberto Luongo, who this year actually got in touch with us, and we asked him, what does ball hockey mean to you? And we ended up posting on our website, fiveholeforfood.com, the story where he talks about how he took old sofa cushions and strapped them to his legs and then built some sort of a contraption which allowed him to roll balls down his driveway and into his gloves so he could practice his glove save when he didn't have anyone to play with. Cool stories like that from hockey guys across the hockey community supporting us make this happen. And obviously, you know, the support of you guys, yourselves, you know, sharing our story and encouraging people to come out and join.
Richard, in terms of the food, is what's raised in one city distributed, just stays in that city, or do you have a network where it goes elsewhere? How does that part of it work?
No, so one thing I was really keen to do is what's raised in Edmonton stays in Edmonton. What's raised in Calgary, Toronto, it stays in those cities.
Okay.
And I think it's important to, you know, provide an opportunity for us to help the locals in the cities we visit. I mean, the neat thing outside of that is 7-Eleven and London Drugs, actually, in every store of theirs across Canada, have been collecting at the till. So say you're, you know, out doing your groceries or getting a Gatorade or something, and you want to drop some change off. What that allows us to do is actually help food banks, you know, across the country closest to those stores. So it's really been about using hockey as a vehicle to allow anybody to contribute if they're able to come out to the games, if they're not able to come out to the games. But really, if they're supporters of hockey and want to use that to make a difference, we're here to give them that opportunity.
And it's till 8 p.m. tonight, correct?
Yeah, we're here till 8 p.m. and it's only picking up.
Well, Richard, it's a great initiative. I know you're CEO and founder of Five Hole for Food, and hopefully Edmontonians, I won't be surprised, they always step up and help out for charity. So hopefully guys have a lot of fun playing ball hockey and raise a lot of food.
No, thank you guys again for the support.